Okay, so this song is called Gone, Gone, Gone. It's the third track off the new album, Out This Fell. And the story behind this song is that I read a book by Elena Ferrante, actually a series of books called the Neapolitan series. This is about the second book in the series, about this 50-year friendship between two women in Naples, Italy, from the 50s on. And it's just an incredible story. It was so inspiring to me the way that they, the way that their friendship evolved over the years and encompassed so many emotions and experiences. And this song is about that.
How am I to tell the story of my life without her to lace it? Time quiets down and events, they spread out like from a baggage claim and set in order of my paces, clearly lacking the colorful chaos she embraces. Gone, gone, gone are the times when we tore the words from each other's. Charges from an electrical storm twisting to the ground. We were bound. We would spend a summer listening to the slow, hot breath of the sea, holding me to her as a slave, a mentor. Everything that she was would in time be revealed in me. My lover, my dream, she took for her own to be. Gone, gone, gone are the times when we tore the words from each other's mouth. Charges from an electrical storm twisting to the ground.
before we hear any more of the acoustic side of Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer, I'm going to take a little bit and find out the history of this record, Out This Fell. First of all, the title, This Didn't Just Fall. This this record didn't just fall. There's a whole backstory to how these songs were being produced and initial recording.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And coming rather quickly.
Yes. I mean, the project began, I guess, actually 2.5 years ago is when we first started recording. And I originally thought that I would be recording these songs as an EP.
And this was to follow up on that kitchen, right? Was it a kitchen sink or Live at Frogville? It was the Live at Frogville.
Yeah, I had put out Live at Frogville actually in the middle of recording this one.
Okay.
We had done a house concert of sorts, I guess, an in-studio concert, and recorded it. And that's where Live at Frogville came from. And that was during the time that we were recording the first tracks for this CD.
And we can also look at something that people who know your online stuff know about, the Feral Music Project.
Oh, yeah, the Feral Musician Series, yes.
So here I'm getting a sense of Stephanie working fast, working live,
right,
working no nonsense.
Yeah.
And then everything changes with this album.
Right.
Because listening to it, I get the sense that both of you are like swinging for the fences on this record. I think there's a different ambition or sensibility. There's something crucially different going on in the way this thing appears to us anyway.
I think there is I don't know if the right word is desperation, but this is it. Like, this is, you know, I did an Indiegogo campaign to try to help raise funds to really launch this album, because I think that's what had been missing in a lot of the projects before, is I hadn't been able to get anything out there beyond our small circle. And I knew that I needed to ask for help in order to do it for this. And I'm not getting any younger, and my material is just, I don't know if intensifying is the right word, but I'm finding that I need to really, get this out there as best I can, and I can't wait. It's now or never.
I hate to hear that. It's never now or never. It's never not now or never. You know, I'm older than you are, you know.
I know, that's true.
But what I do hear is, I do hear an urgency inside of this music that's not about career at all.
Right.
And also, As they heard in the first acoustic performance, the voice you bring is not just an Americana voice. You have classical training, and you're not afraid to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You also have acting training, and
that
that does show up on some of the videos already, and the ones soon to come. But I'm also you've also always had a sense of drama inside of your voice.
Yes.
But it seems everything seems to be ramping up, and I am just so curious, because I do not believe it was because of, you know, this moment in your career. I do believe it has to do something with the content of these songs and your command of the studio and Bill's sensibilities coming together to give it, because this is a big album. This is like radio ready kind of sound.
Thank you. Yeah. And go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, from my perspective, working on this record, one of the things about it was, this is one of the first really big projects that I embarked upon once I left Frogville and started my own studio. And I'm so much more comfortable now in my own space. And someone was asking me about it the other day, and there's just, like, I feel spiritually kind of more present. And this record just kind of had this natural feel. I would say, in a way, like, this record is a little less urgent maybe than some of the others before, just in the sense that some of the others is like we went in and like kind of cranked them out real quick. And with this one, it was really like, hey, let's sit back and let's live with this vocal for a few days, and then we'll go back in and do it again if we need to. And so there really was kind of a sense of patience with this one that maybe we didn't have before.
In terms of how we recorded it, absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Because our last album, my last full studio album was Traces, and we tracked all of those in 10 hours, the basic tracks. Everything was live, and we did a couple overdubs afterwards, but that project was pretty quick in comparison to this one. So yeah, I think you're right about the tracking process was definitely more patient, and we were allowed that because of Bill's new studio, Torreón Studio.
Okay, and Torreón is where this was made.
Yes.
Torreón Santa Fe.
Yes.
Yeah, which is up in business,
Santa Fe.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's our space. It's in our home. And
yeah, and so that really did afford us the luxury of taking our time with this one. In terms of getting it out into the world, I guess that's where the urgency for me comes from. And I think you're absolutely right, Matthew. That's tied to the subject matter of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. There is something really imperative for me about saying what I'm saying in a lot of these tunes.
Well, also just the concept of gone, 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 things in the rearview mirror, life changing irrevocably.
Yes.
Irrevocably.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you can't go home again.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same place. And I think there is, I think you're absolutely right. And that was a great insight. Thank you.
Well, I my other great insight is you also tend to kick a little ass when you get on stage. So if people are expecting all weepy, that's not what's going to happen.
No. I definitely like to wail and belt it out. And I like some loud guitars here and there. And Bill really steps up and delivers that like no other. So, yeah, we really do enjoy the whole gamut of the experience. And as you were speaking to the drama, yes, and you just have to ask my mother. She used to call me Sarah Bernhardt when I was a little kid. It's so true. I really am inspired by things that take you on a journey. And so that's what I like to do with my music.
There's something so personal about this record, too, I think, for Stephanie.
Yes.
Not that all of her music isn't, but this time I really know that she was really coming from her place. And the, you know, this record, we co-produced this record together. And what that really means is Stephanie was like, you know, she was kind of like the, you know, the producer of the play or whatever. And I was kind of like the tech guy over here, you know, setting up mics and
telling me exactly how, you know,
saying, hey, that's a good performance or whatever.
Yeah.
But one of the things that happened in the recording aspect of this album that I think is really cool is that she learned how to edit, and so there would hours upon hours of her sitting in the engineer's chair editing her own performances. And there's something about that, you know, where it was really like a very personal for her. So she would select like this line from this performance because of the emotion, and she would ask, a lot of times I would be in the other room and she'd say, what do you think about that? And I was like, I like the one with the emotion.
It's funny. Well, that was a double-edged sword, too,
because right.
Learning to edit, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I really just want to do one take of everything because it's such it's a lot of stuff to go through when you start diving in. But, that was really powerful to be able to do that because I know what I'm trying to deliver in these songs.
Well, maybe, because I know that there are people who listen to this show who really groove on hearing about the production and how you craft.
Right.
One of the challenges with the technology is you could do so many different things.
Right.
You could take a word, not just a phrase, but a word and punch it and slice it and dice it.
Right.
And do you get lost in the weeds? How do you, because it's your voice in your headphones,
right,
in your head and in your body. How do you decide this is the flow that speaks? Is there a way? Do you know how?
I'm learning. I'm learning what that is. And, you know, there are times when I would get there in Pro Tools and I would start working and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm just like, is this even real anymore? Right. And then there were other times when I'm just like, you know, just take this entire track. Let's just, you know, I'm just trying to figure it all out.
Well, editing and mixing, those things are a performance, and you make decisions in a moment, just like any art, you know, a painter or whatever makes a decision in a moment whether to put this stripe here or to put the shading here or whatever. And, you know, Stephanie would be in a headspace, and she would sit down, and maybe she had delivered a few takes, and there would be one that was a little more maybe magnificent and one that was a little more mellow. And wherever she was in that moment would sort of determine what direction she went. And I think there's something really powerful about that, about being in the moment at all times and being fearless at all times about what you're doing.
Right. Well put, Bill.
Yeah.
This song is the only cover on the album. It's called Michigan. It's by the Milk Carton Kids. And, you know, I guess it's obvious reasons why this one was so important to me. So here it is.
Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer, guitars and vocals, recorded 2 weeks ago in our own Studio A, or in fact just last week, in our own Studio A right here in Albuquerque. From their own newly minted Torreón Studios comes a much, much bigger project. You're hearing some of it back here. The new album from Stephanie Hatfield, Out This Fell, out right now. StephanieHatfieldMusic.com is where you can go to learn more about it. And they, the full band, I think it's four pieces, maybe five pieces, new drummer, Bill Palmer on electric guitar, and Matthew Tobias holding down, I think Matthew Tobias, I'm not sure, but the latest edition of the Stephanie Hatfield Band will be in Albuquerque on the 22nd of this month at the Monta Vista Fire Station in Nob Hill. 22nd of this month of February will be a Saturday. So maybe we'll give you another taste of this album before that show. Those shows usually begin in the 8 o'clock area, but you might want to check with Monta Vista Fire Station. That just about does it for us. That truly does it for us. Adam Aguirre, ready to go. Stay tuned for Route 66. We'll be back next week with many new things. Going to be a busy, busy winter into spring here on Ear to the Ground. Thanks for listening.